What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Relax, Relate, Repeat. We are back. We are back. We were gone last week, but we are back. What's up, Jay? How are you?
I'm good. I am good. I'm glad you're asking me now and not about, 6 hours ago. You would have got a whole different answer. But as of now, I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm in a good mood overall. Just, I'm trying to stay positive and happy in life.
I hear you. I hear you.
I'm a try. I got a nice good mix for today's episode. I have some stuff to talk about, but we're going to talk about some things. Some good things, some irritating things, some more good things, some more irritating things. And then I'm gonna try to end or have the main bulk of the conversation be something more positive, just to, get the listeners, in a good mood, in a good spirit today. So yeah.
All right. Let's get in the mix.
Let's get into it. You wanna start with something bad or you wanna start with something good?
Let's start with something good.
All right, let's start with something good. First sip I'm taking today is, I have written down, I love Chloe Bailey. I love Chloe Bailey, and I love Chloe Bailey.
We probably should have ended on that note.
No, we're going to start on that note. It deserves to be the start. Because I love her. I love both of them, actually. But Chloe Bailey has been giving me a lot these past couple of weeks.
I love Chloe. I've been raving about Chloe for a while now. I feel like we started this podcast with me, hyping them up in the first place. But even before that album came out, I just been like, Chloe is the one and not the two. And she is showing the world that now. And I appreciate it.
Yes, just shout out to Chloe. That's all the sip there is. That's enough sip. Honestly, we could end the sips on that note, honestly, if we wanted to. But we're not going to do that today. I got some more stuff to talk about. Random little positive thing to throw out there. We have Kate Michelle revealing that she's getting her own show on Lifetime, which is something coming out soon. I'm not really sure what the show will entail.
What did you say that was good news?
Yeah, it was cool. It was good stuff for a black woman to have something going on with her.
I don't give a damn about Kayla.
It's good news.
Good for her. Okay. I didn't watch it, but okay.
You ain't got to watch it. It's just something.
Did you watch her show on VH1? Did you watch
her show? No, I didn't watch it.
All right.
I watched parts of it. However, it was just something I seen on the Shade Room that wasn't extremely negative. So I chose to acknowledge it.
I like her in ensemble cast. I don't know if I want to watch her with her, like her own group of people, but.
Yeah, we also don't really, I don't know what the show entails. I don't know what the show's about, so I.
Wait, is this that show? This ain't the show where she go around helping people with botched surgeries, is it? Because I feel like I heard she was doing something like that.
You asking the wrong
person. I actually might be intrigued by that. I'm still not going to watch it, but I think that might be a good idea. I feel like I saw that, or maybe I made that up, but I feel like she said she was doing it once upon a time on like a talk show.
But yeah, so that's that. So imagine if you were able to afford a Mercedes-Benz.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone stole it. I'm talking about Ludacris. I am talking about Ludacris. Ludacris reportedly had his Mercedes-Benz stolen in Atlanta. For some reason, he left
Ludacris.
It running.
Ludacris has lived here. I mean, wasn't he born and raised here? All I know about Ludacris is Atlanta. The second thing I learned upon moving to Atlanta, besides the fact that it is hot in the summertime, because I moved in July. The second thing that I learned is that niggas down here be stealing cars. That was the second thing I learned, because I had cable that year, and all the news, people stealing cars. And at that point, people kept robbing like banks, which was insane. I'm like, how y'all robbing banks and now like that happens? Or maybe it wasn't banks. I think it was like stores. It was just a string of somebody robbing, and they always had the same outfit on. At least I know. So I'm like, why you always got on a polo hat and in a polo shirt? That's strange to me. But that's when you move to Atlanta, you know that people be stealing cars. They steal your cars at gas stations mostly, but you should know that. If I learned that in my first week, you should know that. So why would you leave your car running anywhere?
Yeah, you were asking for that car to get stolen.
And I get it. People shouldn't be stealing your things, but you know that they do. So like, come on now.
Yeah, so yeah, very unfortunate, but it should have been something that we should not have to say. It's unfortunate.
It's ludicrous.
It shouldn't have happened. Head ass. Anyways, that.
I had to.
So, you know, next in the stream of things I have here, let's talk about the fact, just very briefly, that we finally have a new president.
We do.
And I know this probably was something we could have talked about last week. However, we weren't here last week, so I'm going to talk about it now. So, you know, we had the new president. We had the inauguration, which is really funny to me. Although it's like, yes, I'm happy. I am intrigued by, you know, the new presidency and seeing where things turn around and go towards. However, it's just funny to me about how all of the inauguration, the shine was barely on him and on everybody else that was at the inauguration. The shine was more on his wife than it was of him at the inauguration. Because everybody, you know, just took power. I'm just talking about everybody's outfits. I'm talking about Auntie Michelle coming in there, looking how she was looking.
Right.
Showing out. But my favorite thing that came from this would be Bernie Sanders. That would be my favorite thing from the internet, from all this inauguration talk, just all the memes of Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders was everywhere.
Jay. Oh yeah, that was entertaining.
Bernie Sanders was in Beyonce lap. Bernie Sanders.
Beyonce was in his lap, and that was probably my favorite one. That was hilarious.
Bernie Sanders was skating. Bernie Sanders was doing a lot of things. And then also Bernie Sanders was sitting there in Keisha Cole's chair while we was waiting for her for this dang on Versus back.
They put him in a Where's Waldo thing, and I've definitely took the time to find him.
But yeah, so yes, I'm happy that things are changing. We're gonna see how things change in these next 4 years. I don't want to hear any of your negativity about how you feel about the Democratic Party. I truthfully and honestly don't care to hear about it. Because at the end of the day, he is in the office.
Dinner's ready on Trayvon's side of things.
Yes, dinner is ready on my side of things. But so yeah, I don't want to hear all that negativity because people's opinions, because that means I have to listen to it or care, and I really don't. So it's not one of me pretending like I do. But we're going to see how this goes. But speaking of that versus battle, we're going to talk about this versus battle for a
little
bit. I
didn't watch it, but okay.
Well, I did.
They took too long. Not the day of. The whole draw was gone for me. I'm like, I don't even care about this no more.
See, I went in there because I went there, I forgot about it. And then I went in there and I was like, oh, I'm late. So hopefully I can see what's going on. Jalen, I went into that versus battle. I was in there for about an hour before. I was an hour late. And I was in there for about an hour before it started.
Wow.
Freeform. Whoever, I want to throw this out there, whoever runs the Freeform social media Instagram page, you need a raise because you were hilarious during this versus battle. Freeform was commenting all in the versus chat, like making judgments, just talking about random stuff. It was giving me a lot of energy. So shout out to them. But yeah, this versus
battle. It is hilarious how like all those, like the most random brands be in there commenting. Like you be in there, you see freaking Dove in there talking. I'm like, why are you here?
But no, like it took entirely too long. for this thing to start. You know, I said Keisha said there were some technical difficulty issues going on and all this type of stuff. And I was like, okay, that is, I understand it. But at the same time, the time was taking too long and I had things to do. Y'all was holding up my night. Y'all was holding up things. I was like, you had Ashanti out there sitting there. People up here getting mad at Ashanti because she was looking at her phone, but she was reading comments. They was mad about that. People mad at Keisha for walking. They was mad about a lot of stuff throughout this whole. People just weren't pleased and happy. I personally, like, I had just listened to the music and just enjoyed what I could enjoy before it was over. I also think that people, some of y'all need to stop speaking on versus battles that you are not old enough or you are not musically equipped enough to speak upon, because that's annoying. And I'm going to say this again, because I'm not going to be like, oh my gosh, Ashanti dog walk Keisha, because I'm not doing that. However, what you're not about to do is get on social media trying to act like Keisha dog walk Ashanti, because that did not happen. It did not happen. And it's annoying to me, because like we talked about on that show, we talked about the verses when it really originally was supposed to happen. It's like people know different songs, but y'all be like, oh, well, Ashanti, somebody was like, I think somebody, one of my friends actually said this and I had to respectfully disagree. It was like, well, Ashanti has like, can sing better, but Keisha got more hits. I said, Keisha has more hits in your opinion.
I actually would,
because I'm saying it varies.
No, I'm not going to say that she has ever hits. I was going to say the opposite, though. But that's debatable.
Because it's like, you can't, I don't want
to. Because Keisha don't have a lot of control over her voice, but I feel like she has the capability to sing better than Ashanti can sing. But I think Ashanti is better technically.
So it's just like, my I ain't going to talk about the technical.
But she does have better. She definitely has. I feel like Ashanti has more hits. You already knew. And we talked about it in the beginning. I already told you that Ashanti was the only one who could possibly win that battle. But
because it's like, and I think what I was trying to explain, I didn't even want to get into that argument because I was in a good mood that day and I was not trying to go through that down that route of correcting people on their ignorance. Yeah. But I will say this, like, I understand what you're saying because you know these hits, but you have to realize when we're doing battles, when we're doing versus battles about artists that came out in the ages that we were like really young and we weren't really old enough to be knowing songs and we only heard select songs and like just because you never heard the song don't mean that it wasn't a hit. Like, just because your mama didn't play this particular song for you while you was growing up, that's different. Like, you didn't grow up on all of Ashanti's music because you weren't old enough to be like, oh, I'm listening to this Ashanti song. You were just hearing what your parents were playing. And then maybe you took some of those songs and listened to them. Keisha Cole, a lot of these songs from Keisha Cole, you were, like, when Keisha Cole started to really start popping, you were old enough to be like, oh, this Keisha, this new, like, you were there for that. So don't be trying to, and they'd be like, oh, Ashanti only got features. Don't play yourself. Don't play yourself. And have a seat. That's all I had to say about the versus battle. Like, you already know who I think won. I don't feel like going through that. I think it was a good battle. I think there were a good people to go up against each other, but don't be trying to play one or the other. Thank you. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
Next on the list of
good things. I want to know who's next.
Me too, but we'll see how that goes. I'm not even going to hold my breath. Next on the things, although I hate this song, and I vividly talked about how I hate the song, Jasmine Sullivan will be singing the national anthem along with Eric Church. I don't really know who that is, but him, for the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I don't like the national anthem. Y'all know how I feel about that, but they're singing that. And also her is going to be singing America the Beautiful, the song that I really think should be the national anthem as well at the Super Bowl. And I just love this Black excellence.
Oh yeah, I remember this conversation about you, your pitch for that to be, because that song's more lit, whatever you say.
It is more, it's more lit and it's more appropriate, I feel like, for a nation, but that's my opinion. But yeah, so that's happening. So, you know, those are some sips there that were more positive. I'm sorry that I am going to end on this negative note, but I've realized if I end on this negative note, I can use my next segment that I wanted to talk about to calm the mood and work on what I'm working on as a person.
Okay.
My last thing that I had to say is dedicated to all you unnecessarily homophobic parents. Y'all in this
here
JoJo.
Here it goes. Okay.
Yes, here it goes. Y'all in this JoJo. Y'all can really, really just like choke on your spit. Don't die or anything, because I don't want anything violent happening to you or death upon anyone. But just choke on your spit a little bit to make you scared. That's what I want. Because y'all are annoying and you disgust me. And this is why you disgust me. JoJo's sexuality has nothing to do with anything. And this is why I say that. JoJo is not teaching your child to like other women. That's not what JoJo does. That's not JoJo, what JoJo is attempting to do. That's not what JoJo does in her free time in her life has nothing to do with that character and that thing that she plays when it comes to providing whatever she provides for these children. Okay? Okay? That's like saying all y'all should have grew up and then been gay because y'all watched Set It Off. That's like anything that you've seen that means it because you watched the Ellen show. That if you ever seen the Ellen show, that means all y'all are supposed to be gay. Because that's how that works, according to y'all. Y'all are annoying, and I think y'all get this misconception in y'all head that you being homophobic is just how it is. That's not how it is. That's a choice. You cannot agree for whatever reason why you choose not to agree with how somebody is living, because you don't ever have to agree with somebody's life. But the fact that you are judging and saying, "Oh, my child can't watch this because they gon' everything ain't no damn agenda," okay? It ain't. And it's annoying. And like I said, y'all can disrespectfully choke on y'all spit. And if you have a problem with what I have to say, yes, I love our listeners, the people who listen to our show. However, you have a problem with what I have to say, you can stop listening. I don't care, because obviously we ain't in the same demographic and you don't need to listen to nothing I have to say. I don't want to entertain you if you are in that community who feels like homophobia is acceptable. You're disgusting.
That, yes, because I knew it was coming, but I feel like while we were talking, I forgot that it happened. But absolutely, because when I tell you, I didn't post anything about it, but I saw people posting, people responding and things like that. And like the reasoning behind y'all's homophobia is really kind of ridiculous. Or even like I see parents like, "Oh, well, I just don't want to have that conversation." Like, what conversation? I don't understand why being honest with your kids about people who actually exist is strange to you. I really don't understand the confusion. Like, how is it too early to have a conversation about the reality of life? That's what I don't get. That's what is confusing to me, because that's what I always hear. Like, "Oh, well, they're too young for that." They're too young for what? Like, kids, kids are not as stupid as you are. Like, yes, kids are impressionable, but the same way everything else works, kids' minds process things, they're learning, they process things easier, when you teach them things early. So maybe they can learn and grow up to not be so terrible like you. Because when disgusting. Kids learn about, people are different, or people are different, and some people, like, it can literally be as simple as that. Like, "Oh, this," like, if you see somebody like, a lesbian couple on TV, like, "Oh, why is she with another woman?" Well, some people marry other women. Some women love other women. That's just the way some people are. Like, it's as easy as that. Like, people grow up and they love who they love. Some people, love people who are the opposite gender or sex or however you want to classify that. Some people love people who are the same, That I feel like that's a very simple concept for anybody to grasp. Like, that's literally a one sentence.
Takes a very short period of time.
And I promise you, a small child will be like, "Oh, okay."
And go about their day.
And go on about their business. Like, it is not that deep. Y'all be making stuff so much deeper than it has to be when it's truly, truly not. Because if your child is going to be gay, then their child is just going to be gay. And them watching or not watching anything is not going to make them more or less gay. I promise you that. Like, the only thing that it would do is that, like, if your child might have some type of feelings, it would be some type of representation. But that's not going to make your child change their sexuality. I promise you that. That doesn't make any sense.
And then on top of that,
y'all know gay people got parents like that be together, okay, in their face since they was born, and they still be gay, and they was watching all these TV shows with all these heterosexual couples and still be gay. So I don't understand.
Y'all, science ain't sciencing.
It ain't sciencing. Like, it's not contagious. You don't be like, "Oh, they did that, so I'ma just do that." Like, it don't work like that. How many things I done seen in life and been like, "I would never do that." Now, are there things that I've seen I'd be like, "Oh, that would be fun"? Yes. But if I wasn't interested in that, then I wouldn't do it.
It's just annoying to me. And this is really in particular for like the Black community. When I say this point, what y'all really get on my nerves with, because I had to respectfully check somebody. Now, I did it respectfully because it was under one of my friends' posts, and it was somebody who they knew and not I knew. So I was like, I'm not going to go crazy like I want to. But it's like, why do y'all play victim when somebody checks y'all about your homophobia? We the only race that has to accept all of this and blah, blah. No, you are not.
First of all, JoJo is white. So how are you the only...
basically trying to say like, we the only race that has to be so accepting of this, that, and other. I'm like, you not realize that all homophobic people get the same treatment on these parts.
Indeed.
If it was a white person who said those same homophobic comments, which it is, I bet all them same people getting checked the same way you getting checked. Ain't nothing new. Stop trying to play victim about stuff. And why, like, y'all love trying to, like, why are you trying to be, this is going to make somebody mad. Why are you in this position as heterosexual trying to be an oppressor to somebody else?
Because people like that.
Like, because we're the oppressed, but now you're trying to pass on that oppressor mentality onto other people.
Oh my gosh.
Don't even get me started.
Trayvon, I know it's not you, so don't jump back. And I know it ain't all of y'all, but this is the reason I don't like men. That's the reason. I mean, y'all know obviously I don't just hate all men, but overall, when I just be like, when I make said statements, that's why, because I see that so often, like so often in my life. And every time a woman do it, I still be mad, but I'd be more so disappointed because I'm like, you ain't supposed to be doing that, supposed to be them. So I definitely know that they do it too, because I see it often. But like, I get that from men, and I say mostly Black men, because that's most of the people I interact with. I don't interact with a lot of white men in my free time, so that's just what I see is from Black men. Like, I see that a lot. Like, I see either playing victim from white men, like trying to find a reason to feel oppressed, and I see I see that from Black men too, because even like yesterday I saw somebody post something on Instagram, and it was like, next thing you know, straight men gonna be being made fun of for being straight. I was like, sir,
the ones who do the making fun of. So who?
First of all, like, what was this post even meant to get across? Like, we supposed to be making fun of y'all, and now y'all like, what was that? What? I just don't understand what the purpose of his post was, because I'm just like, all the way around, this is stupid. Like, one, that's not going to happen. Two, do you want to make fun of people who are not straight? Like, is that what you're up in arms about? Like, I didn't understand. Like, what are you trying to get across?
what is the reason?
What is your point? But yeah, a lot of men, they just disappoint me. And like, I never like to make the blatant statement that I just don't like men, even though I feel like that'd be coming across sometimes. But a lot of them, in my experience, have just been disappointing and have disappointing viewpoints. And that's in regard to like a lot of my peers. Like, I just be like, you really think like that? That is disappointing. Or you really trying to act like everything is a problem? That's also disappointing. Like, y'all, a lot of them have like a lot of problematic viewpoints. And this issue being one of them, because people literally be like, oh, I was treated badly for whatever, and I'm oppressed as a Black man in America. And then the same another person, you know, of another group walk around, next thing you know, I don't like that, and I'm gonna treat y'all like white people treat me. And then y'all don't have no problem with that. I don't trust y'all, and I don't like you.
It's disgusting. It's truly disgusting, and it's annoying. And yeah. And speaking of which, so now I'm going to close that section, and I'm going to go into my peace and tranquility segment of the show of today.
I wish I had a wind chime, but I ain't looking for one, so it ain't going to be none, because I got to post this tonight.
Okay, because this goes perfect with this. So my thing for this year that I'm going to challenge myself to do, and I'm going to challenge y'all to do it too, is protect your peace. And when I say protect your peace, I literally mean exactly that. Hold your peace. Make it seem like your peace is your most prized possession, and ain't nobody taking it, ain't nobody destroying it, and nobody about to even come near this peace that I have in me. That's my goal for this year. And a part of that was something I wrote down about how to do that. It's really, really, it's going to sound a lot easier. easier than it is, but targeting your triggers and taking time to like limit exposure to things that piss you off. And this is one of those things like we just talked about. So it's like limiting my exposure. I see this. I make my comments where it is. But at some point, you got to keep scrolling.
Yeah.
Keep scrolling, y'all. Like, keep scrolling. You see something that really bothers you. And yeah, sometimes, like I said, we said in probably the first episode, sometimes you do have to address things to let people know what it is and what it ain't. Because some people just need to get put in their place. But at their certain point, I just have to keep scrolling. I got to keep going about my day because eventually it's like, a lot of times what I'm doing, what you're doing is you're affecting yourself and you getting mad. Like I do this often. I be on Twitter. I be on Instagram. I see something the Shade Room posted about somebody saying something and I just get pissed. And I be like, this is stupid. And these are all the reasons why I'm mad. I be like, Trey, why are you so mad about something that somebody else said that you don't know or that you have no connection to? Go about your day. And that's something that I need to work on. I know a lot of people probably need to work on that. So when I say just keep scrolling, I really mean keep it pushing. You have anything to add to that, Jay?
I would just say in regards to protecting my peace is I am just trying to have healthier habits mm-hmm. in regards to like, I have a new journal that I bought strictly for positivity. Like nothing goes in there besides affirmations, goals. I have a page of gratitude. Like when I think of something to be grateful for, I write it down on that page. Like, I don't know, because I have a journal and it's crazy because like I have a journal that I've had for a while. You know, back in the day, I used to write in my diary every single day, but I'm not that consistent. I'm really not consistent at all. But I have a journal and I had to look back and realize I was mostly writing when I was mad. And not that there's a problem with that, because I feel like there is a, you know, that's therapeutic as well. But I'm like, there's very minimal good in here. And I want to take time to, you know, appreciate the good and document that as well. If I was so quick to document what's wrong and what's terrible, but I'm rarely document like this is great. And I'm happy about right. this. And, you know, since I mentioned, you know, I wanted to spend the year being more grateful and being more happy. I'm trying to make intentions to like, even when I'm feeling bad, like I was not having a great day today, but even the other day, I didn't have a great day, but I was just like, I'm grateful that I have things to smile about even when stuff is going bad. Like I'm trying to be more intentional with my gratefulness and trying to put my mind in the right place. And another huge thing is redirection. And I feel like it's similar to like what you said with, you know, scrolling past things. I got to do that in my mind. Like I'll have a negative thought and I can spiral almost out of control. Like I'll just go from one bad thought to the next. And what I have been learning to do is stop myself and redirect.
I have that right on my paper. You hit that one.
Redirect, because like, no, we're not doing this today. We've already thought through this. No, redirect, say something else, counteract the bad thoughts and just keep doing that till it works. Because sometimes it don't work immediately. Sometimes I gotta keep saying it. But
yeah, I had basically that too. I said telling your inner self no or enough. Like yes, take some time. You have to process things. So yes, take time to process what you're like some stuff. But like, think about your feelings for a little bit, but don't marinate in those feelings.
Yeah,
because that's when it starts to affect you and you start to spiral. Because I for sure go through those spirals.
I had to tell myself the other day, like, how long are you gonna punish yourself for this? How long? Like, one of these days you're going to have to stop. You'd already thought this through time after time after time after time. Like, how many days is you going to be like, just come back to it and dwell on it all over again? Like, it's fresh. Like, stop it.
Yeah. And I feel like that even goes into, like, I understand it's kind of hard for a lot of us working at home, but it's kind of like trying to find ways to, like, leaving those stressors at the door. You know how they always say, like, when you go to work, you have to try so hard to leave all your personal stuff personal and outside of when you go into work, we got to do better at separating when we at work and all the stuff that made us mad at work. Because like I said, some stuff like I told you before we got on this call, I was like, work happened, low-key stressed out today. However, once I turned off that computer and I walked away from that desk, whatever happened at work is no longer my concern for the rest of my night. And sometimes that's a lot easier said than done.
Yeah.
But we have to start working on separating those things. Because when you don't separate that, like when work literally becomes your, like you let that stress and work come into your life, it starts to dictate a lot more than it should. Because a lot of times, them people are not paying you enough to be dictating your life 24 hours out that day. They only get that 8. That's all y'all got from me.
Y'all lucky if y'all get, well, I don't work 8. I work like 7.5. But y'all lucky if y'all get that while I'm working at home. Because you lucky, because I'm grateful. And that's another thing I'd be like, I'd be so irritated with my job. But I'm also be like, first of all, I need to be grateful that I even have flexibility. You know, a lot of people's job, you got to literally be on the clock. You got to be moving your mouse. You got to be like clocked in, focused. And I have the flexibility to not have to do that. So I need to be grateful for that alone. Or just grateful for the fact that, like, if I'm feeling terrible today, I can just decide to not work. If my schedule free, you know, if I got something to do, that's different. But it's like, it's so much to be grateful for, even though it's so much easier to focus on the bad, because when it happens, it's at the forefront of your mind. But at the end of the day, there's still so much. Usually, I don't want to tell you what your life is, but at the end of the day, usually there is still so much that you can choose to be grateful about.
Exactly. It, like, we kind of touched on a lot, especially how when you started talking about the things you were saying, a lot of it kind of like intertwined with what I was having on here on my list. But we talked about this before. I just want to reiterate, just making time for yourself. Also taking time to detach from your mobile devices and all the electronics all together sometimes is good. Even whether it's like cooking, you just doing something away from the computer. I've been trying to work on like eating my meals off of like without watching TV and things like that. Just kind of give myself time to like decompress, because I sit on the computer all day long at this point. So it's like giving my eyes a break, giving my mind a break. Just also just giving, like I said, giving yourself that personal time, that time to yourself, the time to just do what you want to do. Free time and me time is very important when it comes to keeping your peace. And like, kind of in relation to what I said in the beginning, like when keep scrolling, sometimes keep scrolling, but other times don't be afraid to hit that block button. And I like, it's don't be like, you do not have to accept negativity from anybody in your life. And it's like, don't be afraid to hit that block button, whether it's a family. I know a lot of times it'd be family members. People just don't want to like disconnect because of like, oh, that's my family. And that's like, you can still love them, but some people you have to love. You can
unfollow them or mute them. I got a few people muted that I'd be like, they might be offended if I block them and they notice. So let me just, I never see you. I never see them. And I get you, like, because on my Instagram, like, if I ever see somebody post something I don't like, first thing I do is go to their page and be like, this is the first thing you posted that I ain't like? What else you got going on over here? Will I lose anything by unfollowing you? Like, did I follow you for, like, a reason that I still, you know, that's still necessary? And then I go from there. Because sometimes I'll be like, is this the first problematic thing you said? Or did I read your caption wrong? Or do you have a history of this? Or what are you actually posting? Are you adding anything to my following experience? You know, anything like that. Were you a connection that I needed? And usually they not. So I'd be quick to unfollow somebody.
But yeah, that's just something that's important. I just think that's why I really want to talk about that. And I purposely put this in there after that JoJo thing, just because I feel like some people may need to hear this back to back. They need to hear this and they be like, oh my, yeah, that made me mad too. That made me mad. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of my cousin. I'm sick of my auntie. I'm sick of that friend who I went to elementary school with, who on here talking crazy every week. I feel like this was perfect to come after that, because it's like protecting your peace. All that stuff got on my nerves and it made me mad. And I will vocalize about how I feel like it's stupid. Like, I vocalize how I find all those people and I think they all disgust me. I just said that. Yes, I did. And I mean those words. I said it. However, after I say those words, I'm going to go on by my life and go on by my day. And whatever happened with that is what it is. I'm protecting myself, because when you don't protect your peace, it affects everything. It affects how you treat people. It affects how you talk to people. You be tired. You be agitated. You be annoyed. You don't want to do nothing. Your motivation level goes down. You be wondering, like, why am I so tired? Why am I so irritated all the time? I'm being mean to people who I don't want to be mean to. What's going on? But you ain't at peace with yourself, so you can't bring peace to other people.
Hello?
So, yes, protect your peace all 2021 and for the rest of your lives. That's all I have to say.
2021 and beyond.
But yes. Hit the dong. Ding.
I feel bad even asking this after this peace section. I was going to ask if you had any hates. This is the most contradictory.
I refrained from having hates this week primarily because of that. Also, I didn't have any hates, so I'm sorry.
Have some hates, but they are very surface level, and no one should actually be annoyed by the things I have to say. First of all, these are both very first world problems. When I'm buying something online, why don't everybody have a PayPal option? That really irritates me when I go to pay for something and I really got to actually go and physically find my card. That bothers me, because usually I'm like in the bed kicking it or laying. I'm usually kicking it. I'm never like, you know, business minded when I'm buying something online, because it's usually me buying something leisure, buying something impulsive. But it's like, you want me to actually find my debit card or my credit card or whatever? Like, I gotta go get my purse. I gotta go get in my wallet. It's just, I don't want to do all that. I want to just say, yes, this card, process, complete order. That's all I want to do. So I do not appreciate that when y'all do not have a PayPal option for a payment option. The next thing, Hulu do not turn off. And I don't be liking that. Like, I've watched TV to go to sleep. Back in the day, I was completely fine my TV being on all night. But these days, I need the TV to go off. It'd be interrupting my good sleep. Like, I want it to be on until I'm asleep, but I want it to be off when I wake up in the middle of the night. Unless for some reason, like, I wake up in the middle of the night and I know I'm going to stay up, or like I had a bad dream or anything like that. But like, besides that, be off. Don't just keep playing and playing and playing and playing. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. It's irritating to me. And another thing, because apparently, you know, Tubi TV is one of those other free apps that you might have. If you have a Fire Stick or a Roku or whatever the heck. So apparently, you know, Tubi was on when I went to sleep, and it played all night, right? And at some point in the day, the television was turned off. I came back into my room and turned the television back on. Do you know Tubi was still playing when I turned my TV on? I was like, what the heck? Like, what is this? How is it still on? The television was off. It's weird. So yeah, those are my only hates.
I do have a very brief hate, but I'm going to say it in this very, this tranquilic voice and tone. I hate taxes. Actually, I can't do that. I got to say how I feel. I hate taxes, okay? I really hate taxes. Taxes are so disrespectful. It's so gross. I just think how much money I'm really about to be taking home, and I just want to cry.
Oh, but yes. I remember that. First time I saw that, I made a post about it. When I got my first real job, I was like, I cannot believe they take like, this much out your check.
This don't make any sense. I'm like, I see why they want minimum wage raise. Because somebody getting paid minimum wage for full time, and you tell me they're making less than I'm making right here, and I'm trying to figure out how I'm about to do stuff, and they got kids, and yeah.
Taxes are evil. And I don't understand. This is what irritates me about taxes as well, because last year, and I filled out my paperwork completely right, so I don't understand how this happened. I owed taxes last year partially because they did not take enough money out of my check. But I'm like, why did y'all not? Because like I just said, my paperwork is filled out correctly. My paperwork is filled out the same way it's been filled out for years. And yet, y'all, how come you didn't take enough? Like, I feel like that should be your fault if you didn't take enough. And what irritated me is like I put extra in there because I saw that that happened. I told them to take more. They didn't do it. So like this is really your fault because I gave you what, not that they didn't take more, but it's like if I told you to take more, how come the amount that y'all took out is less than what y'all took before? I'm not understanding. I'm not understanding. That means that y'all was taking out way, that really means that like this past year, y'all was taking out way less than y'all was supposed to. And then the extra, because I'm like, if y'all was taking out extra every check, that should have been like a whole lot. And it wasn't. So I'm just like, how did we get to less if I told you to take more? I don't understand. Like, something is wrong with y'all at this point. Somebody not doing a job.
But yeah, it's just a mess. But you know, it is what it is. Life goes on.
All right. I have a question this week, and it is actually for you specifically.
Oh, Jesus.
It's not deep at all. So uncover your face.
Okay.
The question says, it's actually from a friend of mine. How the hell are you a pescatarian? I've considered being vegan, but wings be calling me, and most of the meat that I eat is chicken. So how do you get rid of chicken in your life?
See, you're probably not gonna like this answer. I want to answer this as best as possible, but unfortunately, all I can really say is you just have to do it. I know it's going to be hard for me. It's like my struggle meat was steak. That was my thing. That's something to this day that I still crave very heavy, and I'm mad that I can't find an alternative for it. But it's like, since I'm a pescatarian, I still have other meat op like other options when it comes to like things that are considered meat. So when it comes to chicken, I've always liked fried fish and fried catfish better than I liked fried chicken. So therefore, cutting out fried chicken wasn't as hard for me. So it's like if I have fried fish, if I want something that's fried chicken similar to some extent, or I have these things like these oyster mushrooms, they don't really give you the texture of chicken as much.
It don't.
I'm not gonna say it does. It don't give you the texture of chicken the most. It's not gonna give you like, oh, I taste the chicken meat. That's not how that works. It gives me that fried taste as if it was chicken,
Here's the thing. Here's the
and it
thing
gets the
about them.
job done for me.
I'm sorry to discourage you, sis, but here's the thing about the mushrooms. And not that it was not good, but for someone like such as myself who has a texture issue, it kind of grossed me out. Because it tastes, when you first get into it, because obviously it's a mushroom, it wasn't slimy, but it's kind of slimy. Like the actual texture of the mushroom after you bite into the crisp is like. So the first thing I thought about was just slimy chicken or like fat. And I had to just tell myself, like, this is not meat. This is a vegetable. It's not, because like slimy chicken, then it ain't much that I hate more to consume than that. So I was just like, it's a vegetable. It's a vegetable. You can eat this. You can eat this. When I first bit into it, I was like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I need the thin pieces because these thick pieces will take me out.
Yeah, because I prefer to, because I can't do the thick pieces either. Because like when they're too thick, like if I bought it and I got to eat it, I'm gonna eat it. But like those thick pieces also, I usually try to get the crispier ones, like the smaller ones too. But it's really just a lot of trial and error too, and that's something that you have to like grow with. It's gonna be things that you try, like these different like meatless options and stuff like that, like the different meat alternatives that you're gonna be like, oh my gosh, this is so good. This is really close to the original. And you're gonna get some other things, you'll be like, what the hell is this? And it's like, it's a lot of trial and error. And like, it's just kind of growing. I was just talking to one of my coworkers about this. It's kind of like just figuring out what you like and what you feel like is good. Your fish, obviously, you're gonna have your fish. And if you go pescatarian, you'll have your fish and you'll have like your shrimp and crab legs and all the other different sea things. But it's kind of like you just have to figure out what works for you. And I started off like, oh, I'm gonna just try it. I started in May. It's been 8 months that I've been pescatarian. And it was supposed to be just like, oh, I'm just gonna see how I feel about it. So I just kept going with it because it's like it wasn't hard for me to give up these things. Of course, there's gonna be moments. It's like a convenience thing sometimes. Like, I wish I could just go upstairs and be like, oh, let me get this. I wish I could just go to McDonald's and get a burger. Not, ugh, I don't know why I said that. Go to McDonald's and get some chicken nuggets. Who eats McDonald's burgers? That's another story.
Ew.
But it's just like, it's not as, it's hard. It seems a lot harder than it is sometimes. It's just like, you just have to do it. And after that first month, your cravings for meat typically goes away a lot stronger. Like, it's not as strong after the first month. So once you get past that, that's that barrier. And also, for me, technically, I'm pescatarian. I'm going to say I'm pescatarian because that's my business. However, I, when it comes to like things that may have meat byproducts in it, candy, I'm not getting rid of. I'm not a big chocolate fan. I like gummy and fruity related candies. And a lot of that have, like, because of the gelatin in it, it has like technically a pork byproduct in there. I will continue to eat that. And if anybody's trying to tell me I'm not pescatarian before, you can honestly choke on your spit as well. But it's like, I know for a fact if I were to eat anything else that was meat related, that would not go as well. So I'm doing something to leave me alone, people. But yes, just take steps. If you want to just take it slow and just be like, I'm just going to go a couple days with meatless meals. I can never go vegan because I like cheese way too much. But just take it one day at a time if you really want to do it. Just maybe take it, like I said, maybe have a couple of meatless meals throughout the week and see how you feel about that. Maybe go a week without meat, things like that. Just take it, take some steps in and see how far you can go.
Okay. Hope that helps. Watch some Tabitha Brown or something, girl.
Yeah, Tabitha be helping me some days.
All right. You ready to move into the playlist?
Yes, ma'am. I have my songs on this little piece of paper.
You want to go first? You want me to go first?
I can go first. My first song on the playlist, I didn't know I liked this song. I heard the song all the time on the radio. I just didn't know who sung it or made connections. I know the voice, but I just didn't make connections that it was newer. But Not Another Love Song by Ella Mai. I just blanked out how it goes. Wow, that's how you show.
I never heard that song, and I know it's popular, but I just never heard it.
You may have. Are you sure you never heard it?
I'm positive.
Okay. Okay. Got it.
Because I saw it somewhere. I was like, what is this song? But I didn't listen to it, or I didn't try to listen to it. But I kept saying, like, what is this? But I never heard, you know. I know I ain't hear it, but I trust that it's good. But yeah.
Well, it's on the playlist.
So I guess I'll hear it soon enough. Okay. My first song is a song that I mostly heard in, like, I don't even know, like in soundtracks or stuff back in the day. Mm-hmm. But this is by The Brat. It's called Funkdefy.
Did you add this to the playlist already?
Did I? I might have.
You may have. I just don't think I added it to the playlist.
Well, put it on there. You know what's crazy? Because I had it on my I think I did add this already.
You did, because I remember this. I remember because I was like, I don't think I know this song.
You right. I remember now. Because I had it still in my phone in my screenshot. So I have another one, which is fine. But you add that one. But I have another one that I was gonna add today, but I didn't. So this will be instead. Sorry, back that up. This is a song by T.I., 20 Foes. I was like, I'm just adding a bunch of stuff that came on while I was in the gym. Clothes, cars, and clothes. That's how all my niggas roll. What if I added that too? That's going to be so funny.
Well, if you did, it's going to be on the playlist again because I'm adding these.
Bro, 20 Foes. I think I might add that shit too.
I don't think I've heard that. So
I think I mentioned it. I don't know if I added it.
Yeah, but it's okay if you did. It would just be there again and people would just have to hear it again.
Once I started singing it, it felt like I did that before.
They'll be all right. They'll be all right. My next song on the playlist is actually by, I found this on accident. And I'm probably going to slaughter her name, and I hope I don't. You probably have never heard of this song either, so don't even try to tell me if you heard it or not. It's called Roses by, I want to say, Maria, A-M-A-R-I-A. I found this when I was just listening to this random R&B playlist, and it had a lot of, like, independent artists. I think she's independent. I'm not sure. But a lot of artists that I never heard of on here, a lot of different things. I was just listening to some different music, and I really just enjoyed the vibe of this song, like, the tone of voice, the way that the melody, it was just, I just enjoyed it. So I'm going to add this to the playlist. If y'all don't like it, when have I ever cared? But yeah, it's on there.
My next song is by Trina, featuring Nicki Minaj. And what's crazy is I feel like this is, for me, this is like probably like the best feature Nicki Minaj has done in like the last several years. That's how I feel about it. I mean, other people might feel differently, but that's how I feel about it. Babs. That song came out maybe like 2-ish years ago, because I remember it came out right before I went to the Freaknik concert, and I was like, "Ooh, perfect timing, Trina." So, and she was actually supposed to be there, but she wasn't coming out till late, and that's like an all day thing. Ain't nobody finna be up in there all day, and people was fighting and doing all type of foolery. So I'm like, "Yeah, let's go." But yes, I love that song, and I was reminded that I loved it while I was in the gym because it sampled Project Chick by, I don't know whose song it actually is. The Hot Boys, Mandy Fresh, one of them, Juvenile, one of them down there. It sampled that, and that came on when I was listening to my playlist, and I was like, I don't even really know the song like that, but I know the remix, you know, the remake, so that song is everything.
Cool, cool. My last song on the playlist comes from the winner of the Versus Battle. Ashanti, 235, her new song that she put out. I've got the pleasure of listening to this recently, and I was like, I like this vibe. I'm a supporter of Ashanti. I'd like to support her and her new endeavors and her music. So yeah, where this is going on the playlist. Thank you.
Okay. Speaking of Hot Boys and Juvenile and the like, my last song is a Juvenile classic. And this was one of my favorite songs in like fourth grade, and it had no business being, but it was. And hopefully I didn't put this on the playlist already, because now my mind is losing me. And it's Slow Motion. And I also have to back up. I like it like that. She working that back. I don't know how to act.
Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me.
But this is what's crazy. And I feel like people who are grown are going to be like, really, girl? But I had no idea there was two people on that song.
Me either.
That song, when I typed it in, it says like Soulja Slim and Juvenile. Soulja Slim is in the beginning. So after I realized that, I was like, it's a very clear distinction in the voices, and that I never noticed because I always just thought it was Juvenile's song. Soulja Slim is on the, it's the first verse, and he's the chorus. I had no idea. I was Monday years old when I found out that Soulja Slim was on the song. And I'm like, he like a lot of my favorite parts was his. I didn't even know.
Yeah, it'd be like that sometimes, especially for me, because I hear songs and be thinking it's the same person the whole time. You know, people's voices be changing sometimes.
They
you know
was me? One voice, one sound for me.
But yes, that is the playlist for the week. But yes, do you have any closing comments or remarks before we wrap up the show today?
I don't think so. I'm about to go and eat terrible food. I'm hungry. I have not eaten a meal since breakfast. So, yeah.
Oh, you want to get you? We're gonna get you out to go eat. So, yes, that's going to wrap up the show this week. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Always a reminder, once again, protect your peace and
let the Lord fight your battles.
And on that show, y'all be smooth.